Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Chav Dalet, and we will discuss one of the, again, many sugyas that come up on today's daf, and that is Chav Dalet Amar Al, towards the bottom, where the Gemara quotes four items for parts of a woman's body that is called erva. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Tefach Be'isha Erva. What does that mean regarding looking? Be'isser, the Gemara says, Kol Mestakel Be'etzba Ktana Shel Isha Kilo Mestakel B'Bakam HaTorif. But the one is not allowed to look at any inappropriate spot on any woman, but even for one's wife, Be'ishto Ola Kriyashma, that one is not supposed to be looking at one's wife, one of the Mekomas HaMechusim, when they say Kriyashma, right? That's the context of the Gemara, Kriyashma. Number two, Rav Chisda, Shok Be'isha Erva, the thigh. What is thigh? Translated Shok as thigh, but really that's a Machlokas HaPoskim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish. That's also not for now. Number two. Number three. Amar Shmuel, Kol Be'isha Erva. Again, a major topic. Kol Isha. Shenamar, based on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Finally, the fourth one, which will be our topic for today. Amar of Sheshes, Seyar Be'isha Erva. The hair of a woman is Erva. Shenamar, Sareh Ke'eder Ha'izim. That's the pasuk. This is the sugya of the halacha of a married woman having to cover her hair. So the context of the Gemara is about Kriyashma. And one might say, if one only looks in Arachayim, in Simen Ayin Hay, so this is a Kriyashma halacha. That's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about all the halachas of Kriyashma. And there the Shulchan Aruch says, Tefach Magula Be'isha, Makam Jagal Chasoso, Asa Gros Kriyashma Kenegda, and then in Halacha Beis, Seyar Shal Isha, Shedarka Lachasoso, Asa Gros Kenegdo. What is allowed to say Kriyashma Kenegad the Seyar of a woman, Afilu Ishto, says the Ramah. But Aval Psulos, Shedarka Lele Pruos Arosh, Mutter. But Psulos that normally go with uncovered hair, that would be mutter. We'll get to the Ramah by the Shem soon. So if one reads that Gemara, maybe one would think this is a halacha just in Kriyashma. But it's clear by all the poskim that this is quoted, this is a halacha in Kalatarakulu also, meaning it's halacha about not saying Kriyashma Keneged Ishtecha, say a hair of a woman, but a married woman, but the separate halacha of a woman always having to cover her hair when she is in public. The question, before we get into any of the details, question is, Rav Moshe asks in a tshuva, why is it that our Gemara quotes such an unusual source? Right, one would think, Seir Be'isha Erva, Shenemar, where's the source for that? So that's based on a Gemara based on a Pasuk. First we'll start based on a Pasuk in Parshas Naso and the Medrash, the Chazal. The Gemara tells us by Anisha Sota, Vehemid HaKohen as a Isha Lefnei Hashem, the Kohen brings the woman into the Beis HaMikdash, Ufaras Moshe Isha, and uncovers her hair by an Isha Sota. And the Medrash says, what do you mean uncover? Shederach Benos Yisrael Lios Roshein Mechusos. The Derach of Benos Yisrael is to have their hair covered. Balakach HaYaparei Rosha. And this is part of the process of trying to get her to admit of what occurred. And therefore, we uncover her hair. And the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Ksubis, and the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksubis, that this is a bona fide halacha. The Gemara says there in Ksubis Anaf Ayin Beis, the Mishnah says first, right, the two categories of Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. What are the categories that these women go out? This is the basis. These types of violations. There's violations of men and there's violations of women. But these are the violations of men that a woman can be divorced without getting her ksuba. Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. So what are they? So Das Moshe is Machilas Hashedim Usar, if she gives her husband non-kosher food. Umisham Shaso Nida, she doesn't go to the mikvah. Velo Kotzalo Chala, also is not Mafresh Chala. Those are examples of Das Moshe. Das Yehudis, first one on the list, Yotza Varosha Parua. If she goes out and her hair is uncovered, that's an example of Das Yehudis. And Pashas, what is Das Moshe, Das Yehudis? Das Moshe means Daraisa. Das Yehudis means what has been accepted by Jews over the generations. And that's where the Gemara right away jumps in and says, uncovering the hair is just a tradition that we have done throughout the generations. That's halacha Daraisa. Ask the Gemara there, Ksubis, Daf Ayin Beis. Yotzev Rosha Parua Daraisi. Tichsivu Fara es Rosh Ha'isha. V'tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Asara Labanos Yisrael Shlo Yetsu Purei Rosh, there's an Asara, a din in the Torah, that they don't go out Purei Rosh. So the Gemara already asks that it's a din daraisa. So the Gemara says, really, daraisa kalsa shaper dummy, daraisa some type of covering the din daraisa, midrabanan, mean not midrabanan. Das Yehudis, I'm not translating as Rabbana right now, but at least the Misora that we have, the Das Yehudis, Afilu Kalsa Nami Yasser, right, on the next level down, that even a Kalsa, which many assume mean that there is some type of, some hair visible through, but that is also, is the second level. That's not Daraisa, that's the next level down. Okay, but either way, Rav Moshe asks in a tshuva, there's a very strong bona fide source for the halacha of a woman, married woman, having to cover her hair. So why does the Gemara quote a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the Seir B'Isha Erva, that the hair is beautiful and like the voice is beautiful, right? So we'll have to come back to that. But either way, the halacha is clear in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer. The Shulchan Aruch says in the halachos of separations between the genders. Sarach Adam, beginning of Siman Chaf Aleph. Sarach Adam l'Israchik mi'anashim ma'od ma'od. Right, the Sma on Chusha Mishpat points out that the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur only quote the phrase ma'od ma'od a number of times. Very, very. Ma'od ma'od. One of them is right here. One of them is in Eben Ezer, Siman Chaf Aleph, that wanted to be extremely careful of the separation of the genders in terms of inappropriate behavior. Sarach Adam l'Israchik mi'anashim ma'od ma'od. Vatzer likros b'yadav, oburaglav. Right, inappropriate hand motions and foot motions, valermos be'ena, or winking, lechem me'arayos, asaliskokima, any type of inappropriate levity between men and women is appropriate. Lahaka roshakene, lahabe biyafia, to look at a man or looking at a woman in an appropriate fashion, smelling the perfume on her body in an inappropriate fashion, etc. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, getting into more of the halachas that are mentioned here. As we mentioned earlier in the Gemara, it's usher for a man to hear the kol of a erva, that means kalisha, olirosara, or to see her hair. And this is quoted in Avodah Ezer. This is not an Aruch Chaim Hilchos Kriyas Shema. This is an Avodah Ezer, and therefore this is a halacha that we know, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this also in Siman Ayin Hey. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this, that it is not just a halacha in Kriyat Shema. V'yesh bo zeh iser Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah. T'chsivu, faras moshe isha, mechlal shi mechusa, v'gam kol benot Yisrael, machzikos bedas moshe, nizhores mizem, yimosa vasinu, mi'ol v'adata, v'chal ervehe, v'asa l'gros, kinegda. The question is, but the halacha is in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Does anything change b'zman hazeh? Asks the poskim. Now that we live in a world where most women in the world do not cover their hair, and even many Jewish women walk around outside without their hair uncovered. So there is a misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is misquoted as saying that women do not have to cover their hair, and that is a misquote. The Aruch HaShulchan does not say anything of the sorts 100 years ago in Nevardik. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, first he screams and he's sad and he's pained by that reality. Woe to us! Woe to us that so many of Benos Yisrael have broken this tradition. Any person who tried to improve the situation was met with nothing. Woe to us that this has happened. But, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you one thing that happened b'zman hazeh. Because there is so much reality that there is the woman's hair in the open, so therefore the halacha of saying Kriyash Makanegda, that changed. That changed. Not that the halacha changed, but the halacha of saying Kriyash Makanegda, that changed. How does that change? So that's where Rav Moshe comes in. Rav Moshe says that's what's being alluded to in our Gemara. The halacha of saying Kriyashma Keneged hair and married woman's hair and the halacha of woman having to cover her hair are not synonymous. They do not go together. Because after all, Rav Moshe writes, we know that the hair of a married woman obviously is a different type of erva than other parts of a woman's body. Right? After all, an unmarried, a single girl does not have to cover her hair. And then once she gets married, she has to cover her hair. There are parts of a woman's body that, you know, she has to cover no matter if she's married or she's not married. So there are different types of erva. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to certain parts of a woman's body, that's erva, period, objectively. Doesn't matter if the whole world, you know, might be walking around without covering that part of the body. That's erva, and that's halacha of kriyashma. The hair of a woman, that's a different category of erva. And that has to do with not only the status of the covering of the hair, but it has to do with hirhur. It has to do with inappropriate thoughts. Not just certain parts of the body are usher to read Kriyashma Keneged even without any appropriate thoughts. But why does the Gemara here, in the context of Kriyashma, quote the pasuk in Shir HaShirim about how beautiful the hair is, to allude to us that in the context of Kriyashma, there's two halachas. Says Ramosha right here in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Gimel. He says, Derakam es besaras amagulos, shenifritzu rov anashim, avadasin rabim, elik roz kriyashma kenegdan, vachulu, v'yishlani yasaiti raya gedola, shekivet shenifritzu, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, and then he says, amai lo hevi akra depara rosha isha, why didn't he quote that pasuk from Ksubis? Alma, ein talui din chashivas la'erva la'adin shetzricha l'chasos roshan. They're two separate halachas. And that's why we need the svara of the praising of the hair in Shir HaShirim to say here there's an issue of hirhur. Be'inan tarti, she'i darkan l'chasos, she'i zedavar, she'yesh lachush l'hirur. L'cheinim rov derech anashim l'alechaz megulos, afshehu be'isser, ein lachshivan la'erva l'kriyashma v'divrei Torah v'tali rak be'hamitzius. And therefore, says her Moshe, that's what the halach is. The context of that tshuva is a mechitza, where the top of the mechitza is glass. So he talks about what are the halachas about having a separation, but there's glass in terms of seeing the hair. He says, obviously, women have to dress properly in that type of context. Besides the hair issue, you get to more serious issues there. But either way, that's where Moshe quotes. So that's one halacha that might change bizman hazeh, based on the reality. Also, there's a question about, what about the halacha of losing the ksuba? Does that change? Or Moshe writes in a different tshuva that maybe a woman wouldn't lose the ksuba bizman hazeh. Because there are so many women that don't, a husband can't say, one day he'll wake up and I'll say, you know what, you don't cover the hair, that's a problem. If you talk about it before the marriage, okay, but during the marriage, because this is the reality, maybe that would be affected and change. That's where Moshe Neven Ezer, Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Yudalid, Bizman Hazeh Shein Magarshan Balkarcha, Eino Geza Lamaisa, the Bishvol Zeh, Lo Natia Lagarshan Balkarcha, Valoli Seisha Cheres, because of the reality. She is not considered a Prutza Bazeh, because there are many women out there that do that. Good. What about a sheitel, as it's called in Mishnayos and in Poskim Panachris? Right. What about a sheitel? So the Mishnah already in Shabbos Daf Samach Dalet is the source for this. The Mishnah there talks about what a woman is allowed to wear outside in a place without an eruv, and the Mishnah says she can wear a wig. Yotza isha bechute sear bein mishela bein mishel chaverta. Woman could wear hairs on her head. So that's alluding to that there's already a concept. Says the Shulte Giborim, there in the back of the Gemara, there in the Shabbos Samach Dalet, Chaf Tesamad Aleph, here in the Daf Arif, Mashma Lehevya, Shemutaros Benos Yisrael Lehishkat Seit Bahem. It's Mashra that women used to do this and wear hair that was not attached. To Seir Be'isha Erva De Ka'amar. Because, let me explain, says the Shulte Giborim, that which it says in Brachas Chaf Dalet, that the hair of a woman is called Erva. Lo Havi Ela Beseir Hadavuk Lebesara Mamish. That's only hair that is attached to the skin. V'niragam b'sara imaseir. And it's seen as one. Avalseir mechase sara. But hair that covers the hair. Ein kam mishum seir b'isha erva. That's not erva. V'gam lo mishum peruas rosh. V'niraneni says, he adds, also interesting, lo shayach sara si davo lo shayach sara si chaverta. It doesn't matter if a woman makes a wig out of her own hair, technically. That would be mutter, because that's not called erva. The second that it is detached, kol o Davidi lechisia seir vein tlushos avapi de kishutula kedesha tira baala seir. Even though it's there to make her look nice, ein makaklum v'shaper dami, and therefore it is okay. So it's only davuk v'nira, and many poskim, the majority of the poskim have no problem with sheitels. The Lubavitch Rebbe was known, and the Lubavitch is general, that the sheitels are even the best because it covers all hair. But again, many, Reb Moshe Feinstein and the Askalavdi and many say that there is 100% no problem with hair, even though what's the issue? Even though that sometimes maybe you can't tell that it's hair, especially men can't tell. Is that defeating the purpose? The answer is that if it's the women know. And it's not called directly erva. Again, obviously, it has to be like all other areas of halacha. It shouldn't be used in a way in the opposite, you know, for a woman to look nice is fine and wonderful, and the halacha encourages that. But to go beyond a certain line where a sheitel is used, you know, for provocative purposes, you know, that obviously the poskim would be against. But again, in general, having a sheitel and a woman looking presentable and beautiful, that's what the Shulchan Aruch already says. Kadesha Teira, Bala Seir, that would not be a problem. There are those in Sephardic poskim, Rav Avad Yosef, and others that are against sheitels, and the Chassam Sofer was not a fan. But either way, this is a an important cover, but again, according to Ruba Duru of the postgame, it is not a problem. Moshe and Ebenezer, Chelik Beis, Simin Yud Beis, that is Yisais. Good. Where is the Chiyuv? That's also another important topic. So there's a famous woman, Kimchis. Kimchis. Where's Kimchis? Kimchis in Meseches Yuma. Kimchis in Meseches Yuma covered her hair even in her house. That's Yuma Mem Zayinam and Aleph. Taner Abanan Shiva Banim Hayla La Kimchis. Vekulat Shimshu Bekunu Gedola. She had seven sons who were all Kohanim Gedolim. Wow. How was she zochet to that? Amru lo chachamim, ma asisa, ma asis, shezachit lakach. What have you done? Amru lahem, miyame la ro kores besi kalisari. The inside walls of my house have never seen my hair. Amru lahabi also gave laho ilu. Many people have done that. It hasn't helped. So obviously it wasn't just automatic, but it was this type of person that Kimchis was. We do not paskin like Kimchis. We're not paskin like Kimchis, and sometimes it might be a chumra dasli de kula. You know, if somebody, one always has to know the law of diminishing returns, that if somebody is a very machmer in a certain area, sometimes that could be too difficult, and then the whole halacha might fall away. Right? This is a halacha that, general, it's a halacha that is a chiyuv, but again, one doesn't have to look for chumras in a case where there is the halacha that is being fulfilled. But either way, so maker adin in inside a house in the privacy of one's home, even in front of her husband, there's not a problem. What about in the privacy of one's home with her other people there? So if you read the Gemara, maybe there's a little bit of room, but if you look at the poskim, there's nothing to talk about. Again, that Gemara that we mentioned before, in Ksubis Ayin Beis, the Gemara spoke about, the Gemara says that in a private chatzer, there is no chiyuv. Says the Gemara. The Gemara back there on the Ksubis Samach Beis, that kalsa, this type of covering, there's no problem of Purei Rosh. Says the Gemara, where are we talking about? Ile Mabashuk, if it's outside in the marketplace, Das Yehudis, we just said that a kalsa is not good enough. It's a violation of Das Yehudis. It has to be more than a kalsa. Ela b'chatzer. It must be in a chatzer. In a chatzer, that's where a kalsa would be allowed. Imke lo inachta basla avram avinu, sheyeshev esachas b'ayla. So then what do you mean? She has to be covered even in the chatzer with her husband, then every second? Some type of semi-private area, that's where there is no chiyuv. What does that mean? Semi-private area, there's no chiyuv. Says the Ritva on that Gemara, where there's nobody there. It's not just a semi-private, where there's no outsiders. Kivan she'ein sham roin, says the Ritva, because there are no roin. If there are people, then that's not considered, if there's people other than her husband, so then that would not be considered a private in that case. Two final points, and that is, as we mentioned before, the minhag of Lubavitch is dafka sheitels because one should it covers the entire hair. There shouldn't be any hair out, but the Rashba on our Gemara is the basis for some hair out. The Rashba right here on our Gemara, the Rashba quotes, talking about here, this halacha, tefach b'isha erva, shok b'isha erva, seir b'isha erva, says the Rashba, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Aval panei yadev v'ragleha v'kol dibura she'eno zamar, v'sara michutz l'tzimta, she'eno miskase, and the little hair, the strands of hair that go out of her tzimta, some type of head covering, that she doesn't cover, there's no issue of saying kriyashma in front of those hairs. Ein choshem mitlefahem ebneishu ragil bahen v'lo tarid. And that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes this also in Hilchas Kriyashma, Simenayin Hey, V'hu adin ha'sa'aro shel nashim she'regilos latseis michutz latzamatan. Right, the hairs that are rugil to go out of samatan, so then that would be okay. So how much is that? The Rashba doesn't say. What's rugil? What's rugil to go out michutz latzimta? Doesn't say. So Reb Moshe comes up with a mathematical measurement. Reb Moshe comes up with a Eben Ezer Aleph Kuf Yudalid. Reb Moshe says one square tefach. Basically where he comes up with. One square tefach.
Tefach.
Tari rocha panehu erach shnei tvachim. Rav Moshe assumes that the hairline is two tvachim, and a tefach is four finger lengths wide. So a little in front, a little in back has to be, again, if there's a little more hairs in front, so then there can be less in back. Again, a major clump outside would be a problem. But Rav Moshe says the derech of the pshat of this Rashba is that there's a few with a tefach altogether, let's say, and that would be allowed. So a little bit out, Rav Moshe allows. What about obviously single women? The minog and the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is not to. Again, there's a Rambam and some Sfaradim have braided hair for single women. But again, the halacha of married women of Seir B'Isha Erva is by married women and as we discussed, Rav Moshe does have an important shuva regarding an almana. There was a case of an almana who was trying to get a job to support her family, and she wasn't getting a job in the state of having her hair covered, and she thought it might be easier for her to get a job if her hair was uncovered. That was the question. Certain positions, office. So Moshe says, "Lotzarech gadol kazeh," to support her family, and this is the only way to do it. And it's again, she's not married right now; she's an almana. Moshe allows it in this case. Kol shuk hefsid kechomish minachasa v'yoser. So then, in that case, he would allow it. But Eishes ish. No, they like to talk about. A married woman, I wouldn't allow it. Other posts can also discuss cases. Comes up Rahman al-Islam sometimes. If there is a very young woman who is divorced, who is an almana, looking to get remarried, you know, hefsid in terms of going on dates and getting remarried, so that also there is room to be mako in situations with obviously a psak of a posek for hefsid. But again, this is one area of halacha. It's halacha that the Gemara talks about here amongst within the world of Kriyashma. But again, it's part of the larger halachas of appropriate behavior, appropriate coverings for men and for women. Part of the larger world of tznius. Again, tznius doesn't just mean, it's not about inches, but it's about I like to quote the Medrash. Rav Shachter likes to quote the Medrash that the second luchos were giving tznius. What does that mean? Tznius is a way of life. It's a way how we talk, a way how we dress, a way how we conduct ourselves. And there are chiyuvim and there are menagim. So we should always make sure to keep in line with our misora. Okay, we'll stop here. Seir Be'isha Erva, as Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we get into the last full daf of the third parak of Maseches Brachos.